Happy New Year again, everybody. Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. And we're back, Ashe, with True Talks with Ofeofe. And guess what? We're live on Facebook as well. And we're going to be talking tonight about spells and curses. Yes. I hope everybody's okay. Know that. Okay. Yeah. Beautiful, Maddie. Beautiful. Just know that this year, 2022, is all about you. And when we say it's all about you, it's not about payback, you know, who you're going to pay back, who you're going to curse, who you're going to hurt, who you're going to try, you know, get revenge on, nothing like that. It's all about what you're going to do with yourself, okay? We know we have out there this, you know, I always have to say something about the corona, okay? So out there we have corona still, and with all the things that are going on, this is not a time to be trying to revenge people, put curses on people, put spells on people. This is not a time for that, okay? Not a time for that at all. Well, what brought me to do this show on spells and curses? Ashe, how you doing, Yuan? How you doing, Yanni baby? Mm-hmm. What brought me to do this show is that I got a post from, well, before I tell you about the post, over a period of months, you know, especially during last year, I had people were telling me that my name was on Instagram, you know, doing a heap of stuff on Instagram. You know, I had a spell, I was a spellcaster, witch doctor, and, you know, they just used my name, used my face, and put it on Instagram and have like thousands of followers. And I know I did a show about it before. Yes, I did a show about it before where people that were telling me these things is because they were looking to get some money back from somebody, supposedly was supposed to be me, doing these things, you know, for them, promising them, you know, the world, okay? And, you know, I had to tell the people sadly, like, listen, that was not me. You got to pay attention to stuff like IP addresses, especially when you're getting something off the internet. Don't mind, you might see somebody's face and you think it's them. It may not be them, okay? So luckily, I'm a person that posts my phone number. So they tried to find a number, and the only number they could find was my number. So after they found my number, you know, they started making their complaints about people, you know, who ripped them off. Right? So I said, okay, I got to do something about it. But I went there and I complained to Instagram, and they got a lot of them off. But I know some are still there. So then somebody called my number directly and asked me if I still do spell casting. And I'm like, I don't do spell casting, you know? And, you know, she was like, oh, you know, I thought you said that. I said, no, maybe that's not me. Somebody probably using my information again on Instagram, okay? So that's what's up with that, you know? So then I'm like, okay, people got to stop with it, because guess what happens? When the people start looking for spells and curses and stuff, hold on one second. I had to wet my throat. When the people start looking for spells and curses and all of these things, they end up getting ripped off when nothing happens to the person. Stuff's still going on. They still going through their melee, whatever that was in the beginning, and they're out a whole heap of money. Because after they pay their money to these people, you know, in Africa somewhere, because the mostly what I've seen were people from Africa that's doing that. you know, coming up with these things, or, you know, how they get on Facebook and, you know, they just, you know, do their thing so they can get money. You know, they scamming everybody. So they tell you, oh, yeah, and there's so many people that are looking for, excuse me, there's the curses. Hmm. I'm going to ask you to dry throat. But anyway, so many people looking for these spells and curses, right? And in so doing, they just get themselves in a lot of trouble. The times we're living in right now, it's time to let it be all about you. Okay? Let it be all about yourself. Okay? Like my slogan for 2022 is all about you, baby. It's all about you. It's not about anybody else. Okay? I understand in the spiritual sense of the word, sometimes you get information that somebody's trying to harm you. Okay? And we who are, you know, doing that spiritual walk, especially the African tradition, we go. We get divination. We go to Ifa or Orisha. We get divination. They tell us, okay, do this Ebo. Do your Ebo and call it a day and let the spirits deal with them. You yourself, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to go into revenge mode or nothing to harm these people, because the Orisha themselves are going to be able to take care of it, okay? Next thing. Now, let's get into the meat of what I'm talking about, because I want you to be able to understand some of the spells that these people come on trying to do. That when people are looking for things to happen, and take it for granted, when you hear these things and hear that, okay, this is good for that, this is good for that, I am not saying that these things don't exist, right? That's right. I'm not saying that these things, like these quote-unquote magical things that people do, don't exist, and I'm not saying they don't work, but I'm saying that people are using them as a way of getting revenge, you know, doing something to harm somebody who probably did them something in the beginning. Okay? Okay? And also, the other people are using it as a means to get money out of your pocket, because they know you're like that. They know you want revenge. They know you're desperate. You know, you want that baby. You want that job. You know, you want you want that man, you know, you want that new car, you want all of these things, right? Okay? So it's not just that you want to hurt somebody else or you want revenge on somebody else, but the bottom line is you have an issue and you think that this is a quick fix rather than working on yourself spiritually to bring yourself up and elevate yourself. You think that you could just go and do these things, okay? So I'm going to run down some of the things so you can understand what I'm talking about, right? Okay. And I made a post on it on Facebook in my group, Ifa Orisha Egun Talks, and it's somewhat of an incomplete explanation of how some Yoruba charms and spells are used, right? But I say it's incomplete, and I feel that people shouldn't use these things, okay? Because you can easily be tied by a charm, you know? You thinking you're getting a charm for something else, and you're getting something else. Like the person you're getting the charm from is the person that is actually harming you, okay? So the first one is called Iyaya, okay? Iyaya. And it's to frighten, okay? A charm used in frightening an adversary. you know, like an enemy or somebody who's against you, or an antagonist in a place of work, like somewhere where you work, a school, et cetera, right? Or is there anyone you want to take advantage of? You listen to these words? This is what the person is writing, okay? Anyone you want to take advantage of that you want him or her to keep quiet, to keep, he said, mute, to keep mute while you express your opinion and explore every good thing to your advantage, right? Iyaya will do it all. It causes overwhelming fear, unreasonable to humans and animals. Oh, wow. Okay, that's Iyaya. Now, okay, and then all the person want to know is, I can get the upper hand on my job, right? And it might be somebody more qualified than you for the damn job, and you want the upper hand on it, and you want to get a spell because you want the upper hand on the job, and you want the job. Okay? And instead of you getting the job, you lose your $1,000 or God knows how much money. You lose your money and you still don't get the job. And you mad. And you're going to take $1,000 and raise yourself up to be expert in your job. Right? Okay? Okay. Then we have the other one is called Eru. And it's the same thing. One is frightening somebody. This other one is fair. Eru, right? If you place someone on Eru, this is the logic here. He or she will be afraid of you for life when around your vicinity. Okay? Okay, mind you now, okay? I'm going to say this. The best spells and curses are those that you do yourself in private, that you should not go and pay somebody to do a spell or a curse, okay? Because no telling what's going to happen. Because spells and curses, they must be laden with intent. It's your intent. It's all right, but you have intent. Like your intent, man, I want that. I mean, people have told me they want people dead. Okay? They come to me with that kind of stuff. I'm like, I go into dumb mode. Because I'm looking at them like, what? You're trying to turn me into a murderer? No way. Okay? So now, let's go on. So the person going to be afraid of you, right? Suppose now the person's so afraid of you. The minute they see you, I mean, I had a lady that happened to with me and her. She hurt me, and I caught her exactly a year later. I cornered her. That was way, 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 way back in the day when I didn't even have an ounce of Iwapuele. Good character. No. I was hot-headed, let me tell you. But I saw that lady. She caused me to lose a baby. And the next year, I saw her pregnant. And she didn't see me coming. Okay? I jumped out. I was in a taxi. I said, whoa. I'll never forget it. And I rammed her up against, guess what? A church wall, the Catholic church. I grabbed her and I grabbed her up. And I so wanted to, like, I wanted revenge on that lady so bad. And then the church bell started ringing. And I said, oh, wow, let me loose her. So I let her go. Said, woo, buddy. You know, my grandmother, rest her spirit, she respected the church. Anytime she passed crosses, she used to make. You know, this is what I was told, you know, that she was, everything for her was Mother Mary, right? Anyway, so, but after that, anytime the lady saw me, she would run away from me. And the thing is, the element of surprise, that is like, when I grabbed her, I'll never forget it. I said, you make me feel like I want to kill you. But that baby in your stomach is innocent. I said, if it were you by yourself, I don't know. But the baby, right? And with that, the bell rang, and all my anger went away. But with that little time, that lady ran for me. This is even after she had the baby, a boy, another handsome boy. And the boy was big and everything. She see me, she still would run for me. Okay? Well, that's the end of that. So the best spells and curses you do is with yourself, by yourself. Don't pay nobody to do that. If you're going to need elevating spiritually, yes, you got to work on yourself, right? You work on yourself, but you get guidance in working on yourself, especially if you know it's something positive keep coming out of yourself as you spiritually elevate. You know what I mean? Some positive coming out of yourself, okay? All right? As you spiritually elevate. So let's go on to the next list. Okay, I'm interacting with my people here on the live. They're saying, Oramila says, wait 16 years, as in have patience, do nothing because what you feel today over time will change, and as time goes by, you would feel it 16 years later. You won't feel it 16 years later. If you follow me, Iwapwele and Omoluabi Ake. Yes, Telly Marie. Yes, sister. Yes. And that is the truth, okay? Because now when I think about this lady and her little son, I said, boy, he must be a big man now. You know what I mean? He must be a big man now, enjoying his life, probably have children too, okay? Because remember, that was when my daughter is 42. She was born a year after that incident. That was 42 years ago. You see? But it went away, you know, from me. Mm-hmm. So the next spell that this person posted was Mayehun, meaning refuse me not. Okay? It is used when you want a person to grant your request after a command is made. Lick my foot. Okay? I'm joking around, but that's the kind of impression this gives me, right? Could be used in wooing a lady, okay? Request money from people. what is this? Type? I'm on live. Can I take your call right now? Did my light go off? I hope not. Hello, everybody. Resume. All right. I'm sorry. I had a call come in and interrupt our talk. So, you know, so he's saying that when you want to be tight-fisted, you know, you can use it on somebody if you don't want them to ask you for money. And if you want to ask somebody who is very rich for money as well, okay? Mm-hmm. So you can use it in that way. You can use it. There's a simple incantation, he says, that goes with some my Yehun formulas, right? Okay. Now, he didn't put that here, but, you know, I guess when you order the Mayehun, you also got to pay for the incantation too. Okay? I'm just saying. Okay? So now, there's a translation he puts for it because he said a simple thing. I mean, he said it in Yoruba, but it translates to mean that with the Mayehun, he says, sleep takes from the young, sleep takes from the old. Part of the preparation goes thus. You put a curry shell. Miss Queen, I hope you're hearing this. You put a curry shell in each hand when going to sleep. The following morning, it would have dropped from your hands. Pick them up and pound them into powder with the herbs, right? And then he put to make the afoche. The afoche is the medicine, the spell medicine, okay? The afoche, to speak and come to pass or speak and happen, is a quick advanced form of ashe. Oh, no. I'm getting the two things mixed up. He says, and after you do the powder, you add the herb. That's for the Mayehun. Then the next one he went into is the afoche. But we know in Yoruba, in the traditional sense, there are a lot of different types of afoche for bats that you take and you bathe with or you ingest through your mouth for different ailments, and all of these things comes out in Ifa. If you need afoche, Ifa, you know, the Babalawo or the Yanifa, whoever is preparing it, they would know according to the Odu what to put in according to the sign, okay? I don't know if these guys work with Odu, you know, when they're doing these things, but in Ifa, that's what happens. You know, they use afoche to help people get over a lot of malaise. So anyway, he says, the afoche, to speak and come to pass and speak and happen, is quite advanced form of ashe. Okay? Now, you know, for the people like me, right, and I know a few other people like that, my daughter is like that, one of my daughters, you know, she's like that, you know, when, you know, they speak stuff out of their mouth and then it happens. That's the way they said it is the way it ends up. So now we got to do temper the tongue, right, because in everything you can say now. Okay, everything ain't good to say, okay? So sometimes you have to temper the tongue, but this one, the afoche that he's talking about, is usually prepared with a black soap, like I said, and put inside an animal's horn. Ooh, buddy, a cow, an antelope, you know, any one of those horns, a bull, et cetera, you know? And whatever afoche is spoken with what happens immediately or later in the future, depending on the potency of the charm or the nature of the issue, the afoche addresses it, whatever you spoke into it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you, woo, buddy. I tell you, we got to be careful, you know, because there's something is karma, really and truly. You know, I don't know what the Yoruba word for karma, but... You know, karma, stuff be coming around. It come back around, buddy, okay? So then he's talking about, he said, ooh, I personally had one that I used to stop a car from starting. Also, have seen one that is used to dry up a very big tree in 3 days. Now, why do you want to stop somebody come from walking? People need a type of transportation to go do what they want to do. Why you want to cut somebody's cover working? Why you want to dry up a tree? Why? Okay? Okay? He says, so you could curse a tree with an afashe, and you could curse someone or any object to be it, animated or non-animated, to, you know, like to curse somebody to act like a tree, to be like a tree, or to be like an animal. And people get fascinated with this stuff and like, yeah, I want so-and-so to zip it. I want so-and-so to drop dead in 3 days. I want so-and-so. It's not about so-and-so. It's not about these other people. Okay? It's about yourself. It's about you in 2022, baby. I'm letting y'all know. Okay, let's go down the line here now. Okay, this is the fifth one, and then the person leaves a note, right? Okay, the fifth one he has as Bentubetu. 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 Mm-hmm. Bentubetu. Bentu. Okay. Like Bentu. Mm-hmm. So Bentubetu, this is more of a hypnotizing charm. Okay? The person under the spell doesn't really know what he is or she is doing. It is used in compelling people to do the most impossible things, things they would naturally not do or refuse to do. It is somewhat difficult to prepare, but there are some simple formulas too. However, they also vary in degree of potency. The powerful ones that I know has in it as part of its ingredients the rope that a man hanged himself with. Ooh, buddy, African spirituality is no joke. I see why some people are really afraid of it. You know? Then he says, to illustrate its power, I would narrate an incident that happened which was manipulated by the use of Bentubetu. A friend once used it to call a stubborn but pretty lady into his room. Normally, she would have shunned him right off. When she got inside, he commanded her to strip, which she instantly did, but he didn't touch her. That's what he said. Anyway, 3 days later, the girl came to her senses. She confronted my friend, and an argument broke out. It was settled, but after the incident, the girl avoided my friend from then onwards. Moral of the story, you don't play such jokes because you've got the power. Our forefathers used it when they were attacked by a gang of thieves. They just commanded them to fight each other or hand over their weapons. I don't have no comment, you know. Still, tongue keeps a wise head. You know, I would say somebody tell me like that, tell me that, especially knowing who they are. Anyway, now to show you, this is him still speaking, to show you how people would use these charms against people, even though they are incomplete and they have no real knowledge or idea what it will really do. Listen, he's saying this. This is the person that wrote the post. They will accept it because someone who says they are Yoruba says they can do X, Y, and Z. Now, guess what? I'm going to switch that. He didn't say that part. This part, I said it. Okay? I said, in reference to his post, of the five different spells slash you can use, which are Ijaya, Eru, Mayihun, Afoshe, and Betu, right? I said, now, to show you how people would use these charms against people, even though they are incomplete and they have no real knowledge or idea what it will really do, they will accept it because someone who says they are Yoruba says they can do X, Y, and Z. The gullible people are people who want revenge or to destroy another person's life for their own selfish reasons. Then they are just the asinines who boast as if they really know how to do this stuff, but in truth, they just try to use scare tactics, right, on the gullible asinines and the gullible people who actually, you know, they go looking for this stuff. Don't be fooled by parlor tricks. Try asking Ifa for help instead. That's what I wrote, okay? So that's just one, okay? That's just one of the things. One of the things, you know, that people, you know, and they're sad brotherlies. When I go to Instagram, oh, my God, the people that are using my photo, using my name, they probably might take out an E or A off my last name, switch it around or something, and, you know, add a doctor in front and whatever. And, you know, all kinds of these people are attracting thousands of people with these spells, with these things that, you know, for spells or for quick fixes of a situation. And then what happens? People are left without anything changing and their money is gone. If you want to be, you want to get more spiritual, you want to get more fortified spiritually, you first have to go in here and try to understand this person right here, this who you are, what you're capable of, you know, like I talk about the tongue. Some people, like, you know, they just can say something out their mouth, and it's words, okay? You know, I discovered that power within my own self a very, very long time ago. And when I was angry, you know, and the bad things I said out of my mouth in anger happened. Okay? And when you look around, you can't take back. I mean, over the years, I've cultivated my own method of taking back something, but the only way you can take it back is before you actually say it, because you can choose to say it in a different way before you actually say it. You can get the message out in a positive way, or you could get it out in a negative way. You can get it out with a lot of intent and force, or you can get it out with just subtle, and it flows very easily. When it goes out with intent and force, and if you're angry, that is really, really, that's something. That is something to contend with, you know, especially with people that have that kind of ashe, people that have that kind of thing about themselves that they know about themselves, you know, because it's something that comes from inside, okay? So people need to just try to develop themselves spiritually. I mean, if you're looking towards African spirituality, we have the Orisha. We have understanding your Ori, your head, your divine self, your spiritual twin, whatever you want to call it, your double, you know, your inner consciousness, and beginning to understand what you're about, what you're really about, okay? And all right, we got a hand raised up there on Blog Talk. I'm going to put on my Blog Talk, people. Let me see. I don't know if y'all can hear them, but putting my Blog Talk person on. Okay, 404. You're on the air with True Talk.
I am so sorry. I wasn't intending to get online with you. I was just listening to what you had to say.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
So you press. Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let me put y'all on speaker and see. I'm going to put y'all on speaker maybe the people on Think can hear you too. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, very good, very good. I don't know if they can hear you on the live, but I can hear you.
Okay.
So you don't have a question?
No, I was just listening, and I have a bad habit of pressing one when I go in here, and I didn't realize what I did. So if somebody else has a question,
yes,
let's ask them. I'm just
raise
listening
your hand to speak. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna take you off then. I'm gonna continue listening. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. You know, so I'm all about self-development. You know. Let it be about you. Because half the time when we're fighting somebody or we're going against somebody because somebody's doing us something, if you begin to use your own inner strength, right? I'm sorry, I dropped the phone. When you begin to use your own inner strength, you can actually beat that person. Okay? You can beat that person because then you're overcoming all the malaise that the person has done to you. Okay? Little by little by little. Okay? So we got another caller here. Just raise their hand. I'm going to bring on 786. 786, you're on the air with you talking to Ofeofe.
Hello, hello. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I am great. Loving the topic. Okay. Loving the topic.
Loving the topic. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. a lot of people are getting hoodwinked just by seeking spells. Instead of seeking to protect themselves from the other person or seeking to elevate themselves where when the person does something to them, it doesn't affect them. You see, that's the part that I'm trying to emphasize that people do. You know, instead of if you're going to spend money to try to harm somebody or curse somebody or put a spell on somebody, you might as well spend the money on, you know, elevating yourself, getting things like armor. You know, I call the Orisha armor all the time. Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's leading back to, you know, people just being spiritually lazy, you know, because it's too much to actually do things or seek help to, you know, elevate yourself. You just want a quick fix, meaning you just want to continuously receive karma because of course everything that goes around comes around. You know, so you're willing to take the risk of receiving karma by continuously attempting to do something to someone else instead of just trying to fix what you got going on because it's all about self. Anything, even if you're having a disagreement with someone, it always leads back to self because it's something in that situation that's because of you. You know, even if somebody hurt you, it still leads back to self because it's something, it's something drastic to do with you, even though that person
exactly.
hurt you in whatever kind of way, whether it's physical or emotional or whatever. It always leads back to self. So why not put that energy into, you know, elevating self and bringing good things into your life, you know, instead of sending out bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to waste your energy on that? Why waste your energy doing that? It makes absolutely no sense. And then your intentions, you know, you could put all this intention into doing something, you know, harmful or doing something that's not of you, but you can't put that same intent, you know, into doing something good for yourself. That absolutely makes no sense.
That's the truth. That is the truth. And you see, and you're right when you said people are spiritually lazy. They don't want to ashe. Yes, love me some chocolate. Yes, people are so spiritually lazy that, you know, because it really takes spiritual work. It's no play thing, you know, especially when you have to do things that that appear to be magical in some sense, because half the time you don't even, you're trying to piece together the logic of what you're doing, okay, when you have to do mm-hmm. something for yourself. But when you got to do something against somebody, you're not trying to be logical about is it going to work or not, but you're skeptical when it comes to yourself.
Exactly.
You're skeptical when it comes to yourself, right? Doing spiritual work that would elevate yourself and see, you can see the change in yourself. But when you want something done to somebody, you spend your money and you know, because you know it's going to be done. No, you don't know it's going to be done.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's because of intentions. You put your intention into it, you know, so you just absolutely know that it's going to work because of that intent. But, you know, the worst part about it is that if something don't go through, or, you know, what you were saying earlier about, you know, people reaching out and contacting you because they felt that they, you know, paid money for something, I would be so ashamed of that. I would be so ashamed, because I would be like saying, like, wow, this was a lesson learned. You know, that kind of way, because now I realize that I wasn't paying.
I understand what you're saying, you know, because
yeah, I wouldn't be
like,
calling you
back,
trying to get no money back or calling you saying something. I would be in my little corner saying, like, whoa, this was a lesson learned. I ain't had no business sending nobody no $10,000, or sending nobody no $7,000, or even $100 to do, you know, to do something that I have no business doing.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, when it comes to me, and when the people call me and start telling me these things, first of all, I say, well, listen, what you're alerting me to is that somebody stole my information, number one. Number two, they're pretending to be me. And then they hoodwinked you because you didn't do your homework in the very beginning to see, well, who am I really dealing with?
Mm-hmm.
You see,
lazy.
You know, a foreign area code, but a person saying they're in Florida, you know, okay? First, you got to, you know, check stuff like that. Verify the person. Try to get to know. That's why I like the African spirituality. You need to get to know who you're dealing with. Don't just get things from this one, that one, like you're going shopping. You know, try to know who you're dealing with. Okay? So I got another caller on. Just continue listening. If you want, raise your hand again and let me know. Okay? Thank you so much. I hope you all understand what the caller was saying. The caller was saying that, you know, people, you know, they just allow the karma to keep going round and round and round and round, keep coming back at you to all, it comes back, pow, 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 hit you, you know, instead of trying to focus on yourself, getting past what somebody has done to you, okay, to the point where, you know, you know, like in what it was, The Color Purple, what is done to me is done to you. You know, when Miss Seeley put the spell on the guy, you know what I mean? And that was like, you know, that was so simple. Okay, she did like, okay, what done to me is done to you. Yeah, that's what they say when you point your fingers. You point one finger, you got to realize you got about three more pointing back at you. You know what I mean? Because you got to hold it down like this, right? So they go like this. You know, see? You see what I mean? So area code, you've been listening to True Talks with Ophelia Fair. We're live on Facebook Live as well. And I thank you all for joining me. And just in case we're talking about spells and curses versus spiritual elevation, you know, that's what we're talking about. Okay, area code 201, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes,
hello,
201, how you doing?
Okay, how you doing tonight? Thank you for your time and your wisdom, Eladio.
Ashe, I know it's Eladio. How are you?
Hi. Okay, fine, thank you. I guess the question that I would ask is, what are some of the things that one can do to elevate themselves and self-development in terms of, you know, elevating yourself?
Okay. One of the things that I personally recommend is working with your Ori. Your Ori is considered to be your higher self. That part of you that, you know, that what they call it, Enikeji in Yoruba. That part of you that remains in heaven, okay? Like your twin, your spiritual double, right?
And what about
the way how we work with it, you know, I have an Ori, my Ori. See my Ori icon? You see that? Let me see. Y'all see that up there with a glass, a big glass of water? That is my Ori, the house thing looking like a house, right? That is my Ori, and it sleeps over my head every night. You know, I don't keep the Ori with the rest of the Orisha. Because the Ori also is said to be the only Orisha that comes with you when you're born, and it goes back to heaven with you when you die. Okay? It says that Ori is the next thing next to God, meaning that the Ori is the first Orisha above any other Orisha. Okay? That the Ori always have the last say, because if the Ori not having it, then you ain't having it. Okay? So you now have to work with this thing here, buddy. This right here. Okay? Like I said earlier, I had a way of reversing negative things and curses and things that, especially if I'm angry, you know, about someone, and I, you know, I don't want to say, because, you know, sometimes we get angry with our children, we even get angry with ourselves, and we say things out of our mouth that actually becomes curses to ourselves, curses to our children, especially those of the children who keep, parents who keep repeating stuff to their children. Oh, you're going to grow up to be a good for nothing. Oh, you're going to always be like this. Oh, you're going to do this. We don't know what the impact that has, especially over time. You're saying the same thing. Next thing you know, that's the way they end up for real. That's the way the children end up for real. Okay? That's the way you start talking down to yourself. Oh, I'm this and I'm that. I'm this and I'm that. Oh, this and this and that. And then you end up being like that for real. Okay? Because that's just the comic, the word. Okay? Let's go. The word. Okay? So whatever you're thinking up in here, I go, Melba, reverse it. Especially if I'm going to say something, because sometimes we think things that are bad. We think them. We think the bad thing. When you think the bad thing, say, oh, wow, I don't want that to happen, so let me just reverse it. Okay? Now, you ever heard people say, fire burn that, when somebody tells them something? That means you don't accept it. You want it burnt away, right away. Okay? You don't accept, Meek, baby, how you doing, girlfriend? Glad to see you on here. Okay? So, yeah, Eladio, so you see, these are the kind of things, like, you work with your Ori, you know, it's a simple thing like I do. You know, I pray, and you don't have to have the icon in order to do that. Okay? The icon is the ritual item, you know, just like how I have any other Orisha item. This is my Ori, That's my Ori icon is a ritual item. It's an Orisha. Okay? And that's what they say. We are Orisha too. If your Ori is an Orisha, it's the first Orisha. Okay? So, but you don't have to get, but I suggest you get it. Okay? Because when I got mine, that's when I really felt connected with my higher double. Okay? So all the time we're praying, and we're praying to this invisible God, we're praying to this one. And I like to tell the story of how I see Oramila. 408, I'm coming with you next, baby. I'm coming to you next. But we like to pray to this invisible God, right? We pray to this invisible God. A lot of us pray to Jesus in the name of God. You know, God, Jesus is the Son of God. But you know, then, you know, they say Jesus say that, you know, we the Son and we the children of God, you know, God made an image and all of this and all of this. I'm not a Bible buff, but I can tell you, okay? So all of us been influenced by it one way or the other, right? Okay? But how I understand Yoruba thought and African spirituality is that we were all in heaven as spiritual beings. And when we decided we want to come to the earth, any one of us decided we want to be born and we want to go through the human experience for whatever lesson or whatever opportunity to fix something that we do, because guess what? We have what we call heavenly mates, our heavenly family, our egbe, our society of family, and we decide we want to come. We take out, we start collecting orders. Oh, you know, like when you're going on a trip and people say, bring me back this, right? Mm-hmm. So here you go. You go on the earth and your egbe say, okay, here you go. I want to be your auntie when you go there. I want to be your brother. I want to be your little sister. I want to be this. I want to be that, right? And, of course, we say, okay, yeah. But you got your whole long list of stuff that you're going to be doing. You got your own stuff, what you say you're going to be doing. And then we go through the drastic and most life-affecting thing ever is being born. So we go now into gestation, the 9 months in the belly, right? And then we fight to come out in the air for the 9 months. And then we're like, oh my God, I just forgot everything. And it's a cycle where the people are that come, that you choose, they're going to teach you what they have learned, okay? And if they haven't learned, take your little behind to Ifa, right? To find out, well, what your destiny is. That's why they call Oromila Ileri Ipin, the witness to creation. That means Oromila was right describing, like, okay, I got that. At Oromila have all the ins and outs of your life in Ifa. So these are things that we don't do anymore because we got away from it. And if you're in African spirituality, these are some of the things that you got to do. You got a new baby in your family, get that baby read by Ifa so that your parents can have guidance on how to bring up that baby. If you yourself haven't gone to Ifa to find your destiny, get to Ifa to find your destiny. But in the meantime, you work with your Ori. Okay? You can do washing of your head. And when you wash your head, you pray. You know, some of us use the black soap. Some of us use the Castile soap. You know, you try to use as pure a product as possible. You know, you wash your head. Some of us just plain coconut water in the head, and then when you can later, you wash your hair out. you know, some plain water to your head. And in extreme cases, you see the head, the life force essence, which is blood. Okay? Sometimes we do that if it needs to take that. Okay? But normally, you know, you put that coconut on your head, you have your head prayed over with all the other ingredients, you have your head prayed, it's for in front of the Orisha, we call them head rotations in Lukumi. You have these things done to just align you so you can really think better and remember what you're really supposed to be doing instead of getting caught up in everything and everybody else. That's just a beginning part. You see? So, did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you for your wisdom. I get it.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I just go on and on. You know, I have a habit of that because I'll tell somebody something in several different ways so they could understand, you know, like it's not just a cut and dry, this is the answer, boom. I like to go around all the different, cover all the areas so you could really understand what I'm talking about, you see?
Right.
So the Ori is the first and most important of all the Orishas ever, and this is you. This is you. This is you. Because in here holds your consciousness of who you really are and what you're capable of doing and all the things. So you see, even when you start working your Ori now, you go to Ifa and find out your destiny. Like, you know, well, hey, Ifa, you know, homie, give it a dap. Ifa, what, you know? You know, I've been wanting to know. You know I'm like 50-something, whatever. You know, me, I'm not 50, so I'm not way past that. But, you know, knowing these things is very important. Okay? You're just going stumbling through. That's not good. That's not good. And when you start that, then you start developing yourself little by little, elevating your spirit, you know, enlightening yourself, giving yourself some props, forgiving yourself. You know, forever you think you need to be forgiven for and all of this, loving yourself and everything, you know. It's about you in 2022, people. It's about you. You know, let's get our spiritual stuff on. Next thing, okay, I want to talk to you really slowly about this, right? I wrote a note, and I think it's appropriate for us now to hear this note because It's about Ifa and our spiritual elevation and what we can do, you know, to be spiritually elevated, right? I wrote this note, and it's called Spiritual Connection. And I'm going to take a little brief moment to read it, right? And I say, too often when we think of African spirituality, we think of rituals and spells, right? We even equate African spirituality with magic. We never think about how our spirituality is connected with the other aspects of our lives, you know, like our family, our relationships at work, you know, with friends, you know, our own mental health, you know, physical well-being, and those important times in our lives that call for celebration, you know, like, we never think about celebrations and cultural expressions of who we are as people being grounded in our spirituality. We never think about that. Many of us who are of African descent never think of African spirituality because we have been indoctrinated, right, to accept a religion or way of life that is adverse to our own heritage. So because many of us are living in the expression of a foreign concept of spirituality, namely Christianity, many of us never think about incorporating African spirituality into the aspect of celebrating the birth of a child, right? Okay? People get, I ain't talking about a baby shower. I'm talking about naming ceremonies, right? You know, stuff like that. Okay? So we celebrating the birth of a child, okay? And you know, in Yoruba, they call the naming ceremony the Esentaye. Now, the Esentaye is not just a naming ceremony. That's also when the parents get the Odu to help guide that child through childhood when they can able to have and grow up and then understand that they can go on to Ifa or what their true mission is in life. You know, you're going to be guiding them, okay? Like they have taboos with things they shouldn't eat, all this type of stuff is really, really important. So a lot of us get sick and everything. We don't know we've been eating our taboos for all our lives, you know? Like I grew up in cornmeal and dumplings, you know, cornmeal, dumpling, and soup with fish and everything. And, you know, the cornmeal is one of my biggest taboos. I mean, you know, I can't deal with the cornmeal, okay? So it took me how many years, you know, that may happen. My life was already over. When I understood that I'm not supposed to be eating cornmeal, okay? Anyway, I cut it out right away. But, you know, things like that. So then I continue to write. I say, you know, so the family in trying to determine through divination who that child is, right? We want to do that. So us, what this child has come into the world to do is very important. It should be very important. We never think about seeking guidance in choosing the right wife or husband, you know, or getting the right job or business. We never think about getting spiritual counseling if we find we are going through relationship issues or if we are battling against some illness or disease. We hardly think and or prepare for old age and death. Okay? A lot of us die and, you know, that's when everybody running around like a chicken out of head. You know, and I've seen it within our African tradition, especially here in the diaspora. You know, you have a person who's been in Ifa for a few years of their life, of their adult life, and then they die and their Christian family takes and go and bury them in the church. They don't get one ounce of rites of passage from the Yoruba perspective or the African traditional spirituality in terms of, you know, helping them cross over into the ancestral world, okay? You know, I talk to my children about these things all the time, telling them, listen, this is who you got to call to do my rites of passage ceremony, blah, 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 blah. Okay? This is what has to happen in case I die, and then when I do die, that this is what you would do first. Okay? And bury me this way. Yeah? You understand? So it's just one of the many important aspects of our lives is neglected. This can develop into a nightmare for your entire family, okay? A person who grows up with no direction or knowledge of self can cause an otherwise great family to fall into misery, shame, calamity, loss, poverty, right? When that person, okay, that original destiny, that person is not known, okay? That's what can happen. Many of us Blacks, who have been born in the Western Hemisphere, those dysfunctional people. That's how they look at us. You know, we are dysfunctional. We're those dysfunctional people who, for the lack of knowledge of self, have suffered. We suffered. People went through slavery, okay, and are still suffering, okay, while trying to connect our spiritual self, particularly African spirituality. Now, let me pause here for a minute from reading, but when we go back to spells and curses, right? Man, this thing been going on so long. You know, I heard some things about my grandmother, how my grandmother used to do stuff. And my grandmother, they said my grandmother, you know, her spirit was always elevated. She would curse you with a plain, simple basin of water, a new rag, and a bar of soap. And she wouldn't say nothing out of her mouth, but she would go get the basin, the new rag, and the new bar of soap, and put it down in the courtyard for everybody to see. And who wear it, pick it up. You understand me? Who sees it, knows it. And that's a like an old-fashioned way and say, go wash your behind, kiss your ass, you stink. you know, all this other kind of stuff that people say. You understand? Instead of debasing herself to say all of these things, just say, okay, here you go. A picture is worth 1,000 words, right? Okay. So now, these are things that we go back to, and we have to go back to in terms of carrying out that those inward desires and things you want to do without actually raising red flags and raising alarm and becoming like real sensational for every, like it's a sensation for everybody to see and to hear. Okay? We got to do things in a very discreet way that even the enemy wouldn't know until the effects of it is felt that these things were done. Right? Okay? So it's important, right? It is the important stages that we go through in life that is to be laced with our spirituality so our lives can be fruitful. You know, the very important thing. So we can minimize many hardships and enjoy great comfort from the lives we are living. Okay? Like I'm always for people to get their ancestor altar up and running, buddy. Don't leave them behind. Don't go chasing down, trying to be like, because you discover you're a spiritualist, and then you go start, you start demon hunting and stuff like that. Okay? You start championing the cause of somebody outside of yourself, like a friends or, you know, things that you see happening in the world. We do see things happening, but it got to be centered around you. Okay? So I'm not going to be talking about anything that don't center around me. Okay? All of this is pertaining to me. And if you're in African spirituality, I know it's pertaining to you too. If you're Afrocentric minded, it's pertaining to you too. If you know your battling forces out there, it's pertaining to you too. Whether you're an African or not, whether you're Christian or Muslim or even if you're a traditionalist or whatever you do, okay? Okay? It's about you in 2022, yeah? So when many of us here in the West who are embracing any form of African spirituality begin this process, we do not consider it as being something we need to incorporate in every aspect of our life. Instead, we just set also have a personal spiritual experience with the orishas, the deities, with you know, whichever sect of African spirituality you're into, whether it's the Congo spirits, the Budun, the Mamiwata, the traditional orisha, you know, whatever it is, okay? You just say, okay, we're going to perpetuate the orisha, and we're going to venerate the orisha and forgetting the purpose of them being in our lives to guide us to high ideals, right? High morals, which are realization of ourselves and how we can add value to our own life. So y'all, you know, the orisha coming, you know, all of them coming back at you. I got my ori, and ori is all about me. Okay? When you learn of these different deities, especially in your destiny, you say, okay, yeah, Obatala got you. What does that actually mean? When they say Obatala got you, Obatala is your, you know, your Ori. You know, that's your Orisha. You know, your guardian Orisha. Yeah? Huh? What does that mean? Okay? What type of spirit do you carry? These are things you're supposed to be trying to get to know. So the best way to thank the deities for their guidance and protection is to celebrate every aspect of your own life, okay? Like in a grand way, okay? So we must celebrate our birth of our children in the family, in the naming ceremonies. We got to celebrate when they go into puberty, okay, you know, becoming little young men and young women and all this type of stuff. You know, those rites of passages that we used to do. We don't have to be in a fraternity to do that. You can do it in your family. You can celebrate the marriage, the engagements, when people get engaged, the marriages, the bonding of family lineages, because as soon as you mix up with somebody else, there go the bonding of the family, right? And you can celebrate two people become old age and celebrate is finally death, okay? With reverences and rites of passages, you know, all of the stuff that happens when you're going into the ancestral world, you know, you got to pick people up, okay? Okay? Just celebrate every chance we get, all right? Especially in these times now, we don't know, you know, nobody worrying about work anymore. I mean, work is like the last thing on your agenda. And when I say that, I don't mean that we're not dealing with money, but tomorrow, nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We never do. Okay? Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. I just had, you know, one of my family members, you know, my niece, she lost her mother, you know, and at a time when, you know, the relationship was strained, okay? And, you know, it's sad when things like that happen, then you feel really out of order. You don't know how to deal with that. I'm talking about the person that goes through stuff like that, you know? I mean, some people act like they absolutely don't care about anything. And I, you know, when people do that, I know that, like, they're truly out of touch with themselves, right? Okay? Desiree, baby, good evening. Yeah, I'm talking about spells and curses, girlfriend. Okay? That's what we're discussing here tonight, spells and curses. And how people can avoid them and what they should do to elevate themselves. You know, if you have a question, you just raise your hand and press 1, and we'll bring you on. Okay? Mm-hmm. All righty-dighty. So the next thing I want to go into now, and we're still on the issue of spells and curses, and as long as you're with me, if you have any questions, you want to interject something, you want to give some advice, you can type it in the queue or you know, raise your hand, or you could call into the show and I'll bring you on. Just press 1 and you'll come on and we can talk about it, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not here to tell people how to do spells and all the things, because I know that, like I said, the best spells are the ones you do yourself. Okay, when you pay people to do spells, especially spells of revenge, spells of advantage, like the ones I talked about earlier, spells to control people and all this type of stuff, you should be asking for a spell to control yourself, you know, to give yourself the strength and the will to accomplish something good for yourself, you know? A lot of us feel defeated. A lot of us are procrastinators. A lot of us, you know, have, like, stretch ourselves out too thin. You know, I'm guilty of that because, you know, sometimes I feel like I could do everything. Sometimes I feel like I could just, I could spend it. I have, like, 1,000 Melbourne doing 1,000 different things. I'll be happy. But that's, you know, that's really impossible, okay? All righty, Daily, call 563. That's the call-in number for Block Talk. Okay, if you want to call and raise your hand and say something, you can dial 563-999-3067. Okay? And boom. And then you can press 1 and you'll get to speak live. Right? Okay. So I want to go into now with you some of the discussions that on this same topic. Mm-hmm. All right. And we're talking about spells and curses, right? All right. Thank you very much, Queen, for putting that number out there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the next thing I want to talk about with spells and curses is, oh, buddy, a post made by one of the esteemed Babalawos. He's always on Facebook. He has a group called Egbe Iwapwele. That means the Society of Good Character, right? Okay, gentle character, good character. Gentle and good character. Is it changeable, right? And it's a story about the master designer, Orimila, the same Ileri thing that I spoke about, the witness to creation. You know, sometimes you wonder how people know stuff, and I think I do the same thing for the Orishas. Like, the Orishas are, they bring the experience, right? They bring the experience. They bring the experience of time, right? In so doing, all of this experience goes into what we call patakis, these different stories, like telling you of, it's like a prototype, telling you, well, in this case, when this sign came out, this is what happened in such and such a case, or the experience of whichever Orisha may be, any of the Orishas. You included Oromila, because Oromila is a Orisha too, right? Of how they handle it, or what their experience was, and how they handle it. So I'm going to read this one from the Udu. It's called Irete Ogbe, right? And it says, Oromila made the offering, right? He made an offering on the day the Udu arrived, that Udu. Now, Udu is the feminine principle, the mystery, where all the mysteries are, right? Okay? Where all the secrets are. So on the day Odu arrived at Oromila's home, and the mysteries are called a she, feminine, yeah? So she arrived at Oromila's home and found the offering. Well, Oromila arrived at his home and found the offering outside the door that she had left there, which was Odu. So Odu asked, who has made this offering? Okay, let me go back, rewind. It says, Oromila made an offering on the day Odu arrived at Oromila's home. She found the offering outside the door. So she, Odu, arrived at Oromila's home, and she found the offering outside the door. I'm still a little twisted about this, but Odu asked, who has made this offering? So it's Odu is asking, who made the offering outside the door? So that Oromila actually made the offering to Odu, right? So Eshu said, and Eshu is the messenger, the divine messenger. He's the go-between. He is the balancer. He's the trickster, same time, right? So Eshu said it was Oromila. He's talking to Odu. It was Oromila who made the offering because he wants to marry you, right? Odu took the offering and fed the bird Aradamaga, right? That's the divine bird. Okay. So here the Baba comments and he said, here we have the relationship between Odu, representing raw spiritual power, okay? That's a female essence, right? And Oromila, representing social order and development of good character, being facilitated by Eshu, right? So the word good character, he says in Yoruba, is Iwapwele, from the Elysian Iwa Ile, meaning I come to greet the earth, right? to greet the earth, because the earth is our father. The earth is the teacher. I'm sorry. The earth is our teacher. The earth teaches us how to live in harmony with self and world. By seeing the offering, Odu is expressing her understanding of Oromila as a good man who was attempting to do good things in the world. You see, that is exactly how the Orisha work. Right? When they see you doing good things for yourself and for other people, that's when they bless you. Ashe, Aburu Boya, Abushishe, how are you, Nijija? All right, thanks for tuning in. So, Odu blesses you, right? The Orisha bless you when they see you doing good things for yourself, right? And for the world, for the other people in the world. In this section of the verse, Odu takes the offering and feeds the Aradamaga, feeds the bird. This is the first reference in the verse between Odu and who? Iyami Oshorunga. You know who Iyami Oshorunga is? Okay? They are considered the divine mothers of the night, the witches, the wise women, right? So the bird, Aradamaga, I would translate to mean the body of female power, right? This is symbolic reference to the collective power of all women, right? This power is assessed to Odu, or the womb of a woman, and links all women to Ori consciousness, right? The power of Iyami is the ability of women to pray. Listen, that word again. Pray in the ancestral realm as a group. Okay? That's why, you know, I'm longing to have like a Misa. I want to get a spiritual gathering going, buddy. I wasn't one going before I make my Ocha birthday. My Ocha birthday is February 6th, so soon. Yeah. We might go live, buddy. You know, I got to ask her soon if that's what you want, but you know. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, he further says, I believe that the men who misread this verse, because you see, this is another show we're talking about, right? How the Odus are translated by men, and when the men interpret these Odus, their perspective is different than if a woman interprets the same Odu. Okay? All right? So, he said, I believe the men who misread this verse are often in denial about their own abusive issues. The bird used to administer justice is described as a black bird. In Iyami Oshorunga, there is also a white bird whose job it is to make sure the power of the black bird is used fairly. Just because a woman accuses a man of violence does not automatically make the allegations true. Okay? And the third bird is Iyami Oshorunga, is a red jaw whose job is to locate abundance. Okay. It's good when you have all three birds, the red, black, and the white. They go together. Mm-hmm. When Odu, or the portal of female power, accepts the offering of Oromila and feeds it to the black bird, the gesture of accepting the offering is recognition of the fact that Oromila was not a threat, right, to the safety and well-being of women. Okay? And this is a big misunderstanding when it comes to interpreting the Odus of Ifa from a male perspective. Yeah? Mm-hmm. We kind of fixing it. We fix it. I'm working on it on my end, you know? Anyway, the primal relationship is symbolizing Ifa initiations when offerings are made to the yami, and it is symbolized when portions of the ebo personal offering are given to the yami. This represents a primal covenant between divergent forces in nature, and this covenant is reaffirmed during initiation and when making offerings prescribed by Ifa divination. Okay? And I understand what Awofolokun is saying here very deeply, and when it comes to like our own self, especially I'm talking directly to the women now, you know, recognizing your own power in relationship, not just to yourself, but to the man you're dealing with, in relationship to men in general, okay? Okay? And especially when we want to start doing specific curses that pertain to physical violence. You know what I mean? Like, you know, let a car run that person down or something. Things, you know, people just... You know, we think on the most things, especially when we're hurt by somebody, and we think we want revenge, and we think we want the worst for the person, and, you know, these things we start to think and manifest, and next thing you know, the things that we're thinking happen to us instead. You understand? Okay? Because there's no balance in it, especially when the mothers are looking at it, you know? There's no balance for us to go through it, you know, and be unharmed, you know. We have to, if you, it got to be balanced, buddy. Otherwise, it ain't going to happen. Okay? So you're listening to True Talks at Ofeofe, you know, and we're talking about spells and curses versus, okay, we got some hand raises. Okay. Be patient with me, 340s. I know you got the hand raises. I hope I didn't lose you there. But I'm going to bring you on in a second. So we're talking about spells and curses versus spiritual elevation. And, you know, I don't know if y'all picking up the different cues that I'm putting out there in terms of your spirituality and raising up your vibration for your spirituality rather than wanting to spend money on, you know, these desires. Before I answer the next caller, I want to say something, you know, because, you know, I could turn into a 90 seconds. What? 90 seconds for what? Oh, my God, my show is really short. I could turn into a Wiccan witch if I want to. So let me bring these other two people on. If don't hang up on Blog Talk, I think we can go over. Just do not hang up when it's the time, 9 in 2 minutes. Don't hang up, okay? Stay on and you can go longer. Area code 340. 340, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening. 340? How are you?
Good evening.
Hello?
I'm fine. Yes.
Oh, okay. That's good. With spell and curses, people first have to recognize if it's a generational curse or is this curse just coming from, I guess, one individual, you know, because sometimes generational curses go down to your family line, and something you have to try to figure out. You might not know it right away, but you have to try and figure out what this curse is, you know, because some families have different kind of curses, you know, from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm. That is true. You know, we spoke of generational curses and what we call ancestral revenge in our program 2 weeks ago. And, you know, it's good that you brought that up, you know, because but this show is particularly talking about when people spend money to have curses done to people or to be able to get over on something in a way that it seems almost magical, you know?
Yeah.
Not so much about when somebody put a curse on you and how to get rid of it, you know?
No. Okay.
But the best way in either situation is for you to develop yourself and get to know yourself and get to the root of it, like you say, through Ifa, because if it's a generational curse, Ifa would be able to say it. Ifa would be able to answer that question through divination, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because to experience and stuff with people, you get to find out certain things by just being around them or observing them, how they talk to you, what it is they like to do around you. If you're not, well, I shouldn't say if you're not, but if you're intuitive, you're going to pick up on the signs.
Okay, so the caller is saying that if you're intuitive, you would pick up on a sign if somebody, if you're around somebody and they're trying to do something to, you know, if they're not with you then, and because of their conversation, you would tell the kind of mindset they have and all this type of thing. But that's another key point, because even when you're doing, like, people who pay for spells and curses over the internet, there's so many people because they don't, they're not to the point where they want to understand themselves yet. They're just to the point where they want revenge or they want the upper hand on something, okay? And they figure that that's the best way to get it, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
So but the thing is, as you say, go ahead.
Yeah. So that's where we're at in terms of when people try, when they go spend their money, they're not getting to know anybody, like you just said. They're not, they don't even understand the person. They don't even know the person. They don't know the person from Adam's apple. All they know, the person said, their name is Joe Blow, you know, maybe perhaps some African name, a Yoruba name, whatever. And they have this, and they're not telling them how to do it. The next thing you know, they charge them money, they send them money, and they don't get anything. So I'm telling them, you know, don't do that. Don't try to get revenge. Don't try to get somebody to do a spell for you. If you're going to do a spell, do it out of your heart. You know that's out of your own mouth that you're doing a spell. You know that you, you know, your intention is going all the way straight to the source. Not you have a middleman who you have to pay to go do this for you. Because no telling, number one, are they going to do it? Okay? Ashe? Are they going to do it? You know, half the time, I told you that people using my face, my name, and saying they spell casting and everything and all this other stuff they could do. They could make the blind see, the lame walk, and, you know, they raise the dead, everything. Yeah. And the people are like giving them money. Back, boom, 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 boom. Have thousands of followers.
I don't mean to laugh, but that goes back to the fact that the ancestors of Gambai, your grandmother, your great auntie and stuff, when they teach you stuff, you need to pay attention because they teach you these things so you can protect yourself.
Exactly. And did you hear that, audience? He says that's why it's very important to pay attention to when your grandmother, your great-grandmother, all the stuff that they used to do and say, because they're teaching you how to protect yourself and develop yourself, okay? When I told you about the pail of water and the bucket, the pail of water, the clean rag and the bar of soap, that was a curse, that my grandmother was cursing somebody out without saying a word, okay, to the person. And everybody in the friggin' neighborhood knew it, you know? Okay?
Yes.
So then what that does, that put a stigma on the person. And she didn't utter one word out of her mouth. You see what I mean? Okay? So these are the things we're talking about. Okay? These are the things we're talking about, you know? You got to be careful what you're doing, you know? The things you're saying, especially to your family, to your children. Okay?
Yes. Exactly.
You know, because you might have that tongue, that silver tongue, or how we call it in the island, goat mouth. You might have that mouth that when you say something negative, boom, right away it goes into effect.
Yes.
Okay?
And it's true.
Because the
so
intention
true.
Behind the bit is like you're angry, you know. Let me tell you, anger is a powerful thing, you know. Anger, you can become like a Hulk, super strong when you're angry. And the same thing with your words. Your words get magnified. You know what I mean? That's why, like, I don't even try to waste my time. If I have to tell somebody something, I'd rather they hear me say what I got to tell them. Type it out on Facebook. You know, people be cursing each other on Facebook. In big caps. None of that makes a difference. When you hear the person tell you what they got to tell you, that is more effective.
Yes.
Okay? Okay? You
yes.
know, like I
that's
said,
why
I turn into a week of 20 minutes.
That's why Auntie always used to tell me that still tongue keep a wise head.
You hear that? Still tongue keep a wise head. And that's the truth. That old time proverb, old time schooling, and old time wisdom. Still tongue keep a wise head. That's right. You shut your mouth and you make your move and nobody has to know what's going on. You come like a ninja in the night.
And
yeah.
then
mm-hmm.
you can get cursed too, because if you know your tongue is silver and you go against the grain and you know you're wrong, but you're still cursing people, then you're going to get punished.
Exactly. So she says that, you know, you might know you have a bad tongue, or you have a silver tongue, or whatever you have, and you still cursing a person. The person don't deserve to get cursed. You can get the curse come back on you. That's the karmic part. The karmic part about the whole thing. You see, and that's the truth. I just want people to stop wasting their money trying to do spells or curses on people. And try spend your money to elevate yourself, to get to know about yourself spiritually, get to know about your own gifts, you know, get to know where your head is at, what you're capable of, what can help you, especially with Orisha. If you're interested in Orisha, get with it, get with it.
Okay.
You know?
This mm-hmm. is my last say.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
sometimes
my
too. Yeah.
Mhm. This is my last thing. Say you got a lot of people out there going to people to do these spells and curses, whatever, on you. But if you are close to their ancestors and close to the Orisha, ain't nothing that people doing that's gonna touch you. They're going to try.
Mm-hmm.
They might
mm-hmm.
turn it on for a minute, but then they can't
mm-hmm.
really remove you because you're divinely protected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like if I wasn't, you know, she's saying that don't matter what people, if you're close to your ancestor, you're close to Orisha, no matter what people do, you know, they're not going to be able to touch you in the way how they want to. Like, if they want you dead, you're not going to be dead, okay? And they're going to be like, man, why this person ain't dead yet? You know, I'm a living proof, you know? Because let me tell you, they be hating on Miss Ofei, they be hating on your girl, buddy. And, like, you know, I'm like, wow. You know, I just love people, but, you know, they some of them, mm-mm. But anyway, so that's the truth, you know? So you got to know that when you have these forces in your life and you're following these ways where you're trying to understand and elevate yourself spiritually, especially from the African perspective, that you are covered. That's why I like to say, you know, the Orisha got me. They got this. You know, like, you know, the hip-hop thing, you know, the real thing they're talking now. You know, I'm a fuddy-duddy, you know, but they say, yeah. They say when they say, I got you. When somebody tell you, I got you, that's how I feel about Orisha. Okay, they got me. Okay, so even the disagreements I might have with somebody, and you never know what people thinking in themselves, how, you know, they want to relate to you, if they're going to harm you or whatever. You don't know what the people are thinking, right? And, you know, but you know that you're not paying attention to what they're thinking. And what they're trying to do to you, you're just paying attention to, like, Orisha, please cover me in your divine protection. here, you know, these are the things I do, and the prayers, the offerings, whatever they, you know. You're always asking the Orisha to just, you know, cover you, even though you don't just take them for granted and say, oh, yeah, they got me in the arm. It's okay. But you show some respect, you show some devotion, and that's how you get through with the Orisha. You know, at least that's the way I was taught to do. And I, you know, I do my do. I like, especially the celebration part. I don't like to miss celebrating the Orisha or giving them their due, telling them thank you and all of this type of stuff all the time. Okay? So thank you so very much for your insight. Thank you so very much. Okay? Keep on listening. Don't hang up. If you hang up, you wouldn't be able to call back in. Ashe. Okay? All right. Let's go to area code 340 again. Area code 340, you're on the air. 340. Okay.
Yeah, Alafia.
Oh, Alafia, how you doing?
I am wonderful, and I love the show. My question was, when you were talking about the mothers, you know, I'm very fascinated with that, but also when you're talking about Ori, for those of us who have an Ori, is it made specifically to the individual?
Yes, yes, because the Oris are made with the Odus, with Odus. So they're made specifically for the individual. Yeah, all of that goes down in the consecration part of it when it's consecrated, okay? Because you can make the outside shell, and it's not activated. It's just an ordinary house, okay? You can make the Ori icon, and there's specific secrets that go in there, right? So you can make the Ori icon. And it's just an Ori icon. But once it's consecrated, it goes through the spiritual rites, that's when the connection is made with the person. Okay?
All right. Yes, I understand that. Thank you. But okay,
the name of the person and the name of the person's mother. Okay? You see how Ori is connected with the mother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, okay. So, in my Ori, there was, to me, you know, the top had like some type of symbol,
a bird.
Yes. I thought it was a bird too, but I wasn't sure. Is that specific to me, or is that just how they are made? I never understood that.
Well, I've seen Oris made with different things, but the bird is specifically tied to the Iyami. The bird, okay, see, my Ori has a bird too. My Ori has a bird, okay, and specifically tied to the Iyami.
So that means it's specifically tied to me.
Because you know that part about yourself, that you have a tie with the Yami. But if you listen to the Odu, I don't know if you were on when I was talking about the Odu and the Yami and what Oromila did to get the secret of Odu.
Okay.
To get the divine power that comes from the mother, right? Oromila made a gift. She made a gift. He gave a gift to Odu. And when Odu got the gift, she in turn said whatever it is that Oromila put there to the bird, to the the most terrible and dreadful of the EMEs, or the most terrible and dreadful aspect of the EMEs. Because, you know, we have the white, we have the red, and we have the black, right? If I had to interpret those three aspects of the EME, I would say this. The white is benevolence. The red is benevolent and malevolent. And the black is totally malevolent. Okay? But in all, it's balance. Right? Because we have a fully benevolent EME. We have a fully benevolent EME. We have a fully malevolent EME. And then we have one that is half and half. Malevolent
exactly.
And benevolent. So it's balanced
mm-hmm.
either way. Right? Half
mm-hmm.
and half. It's balanced. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the EME is about. It's about order. It's about balance. Okay? So everything, and that's how we're weighed in terms of when the EME want to exact reward or punishment on anybody, that they look at the balance of like, okay, what did this person do or not do? You understand? To attain the balance.
Yes.
The balance, yeah, within themselves and with other people.
Oh, Ashe.
Mm-hmm.
Ashe, I understand. Okay.
Very
one more thing. One more thing, and then I want to say this is to all my brothers and sisters that's listening tonight. Please send mommy, because I'm sending mommy in my list tonight, of the extra Zoom classes that I'm interested to go further on. And for me, it's like the EME, but also some basic stuff of dealing with Ori and, you know, how best to really work with Ori. So, like, different classes like that, if you're interested in, please send mommy a text and tell her so she can know how many of us is interested instead of just me begging. And I say begging with love.
Believe
and you know what I'm saying,
believe
Missy.
Me. Believe me, it's not only you begging, but if you're listening early.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not only you begging. If you're listening early, I said,
right.
I wish, I, you know, sometimes I think I can be 1,000 Melbas, 1,000 mommies, 1,000 babies, 1,000 Ofe all at once, and be all over the place. But I can't do that. Even in our Odu of the Year, sis, you know, our Odu of the Year came out, Osa She, you understand? Because Osa She says, you can't drag yourself out too much. Okay? You can't drag yourself out too much. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help when you need help, you know? And, you know, because I would like somebody to even do this Block Talk show, host the show for me. That would be so nice. You know, collaborate with me on the topics and host the show. You could have a show every day of the week if you wanted to. Anybody. Okay? So, in keeping with our views for Ifan Orisha, spreading the teaching about Ifan Orisha. You know,
well,
that
I volunteer for the Zoom classes.
You
volunteer
for the Zoom
with you for the Zoom classes. If I can get this happening,
okay.
I'll be so happy. I have some subjects. I need more.
Okay. So what you begin to do then is research on these different subjects and run it by me. And I would, you know, input whatever I need to input, and then you can do the class, like you said, right? That's what you meant?
Oh, okay. Sure, yeah, I put my foot in it, of course. I was saying, you know, working with you, but hey, I don't mind. I really want the information, and so I hear what you're saying, and I shall begin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
so like,
I mean, the first thing is you're going to start. The first thing you start with is Ori. Or start with Ori. You know? All right?
All right. That's fine with me. That is perfect. I will start. I had another one in mind, but I will start with Ori because that's an interest to me, too. So All right, everyone. Look forward to us doing whoever's into the Zoom class. Into the Zoom Ori class. And if anyone else wants to co-do it with me, I would truly appreciate it because there's a lot more of my older brothers and sisters who understand this a lot better than I do. So, but I would really appreciate it. And thank you so very much. I want to say, Mommy, I'm really, 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 really grateful and appreciative of where you're going with your intentions. And it's exactly what, for me, how I'd like my teacher. When you have a teacher, you want to know that their intentions is with your intentions. And I am just very proud of you of where you're going.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. All right, guys. So you've been listening to Two Talks with Ophelia Fan. We've been talking about spells and curses versus spiritual elevation, you know. And, like, you know, it's my sincere hope and wish to see more people just find good outcomes in their lives, you know, live with good resolve and be better to themselves and better to other people. Okay? You know, I don't know if this is my process because I'm in old age getting up there now because, you know, I had my time when I was like, you couldn't tell me nothing. I was like a whirlwind, a tornado, you know, even when I went to the Orisha. So many years ago in the 90s, it seemed like it was yesterday to me. But, you know, they told me, you know, don't take things. And I'm still battling with issues like that. You know, they say, don't make a hurricane out of a drop of rain. That's how they describe my character. You know, they say, don't turn a drop of rain into a hurricane. You know what I mean? And, you know, so I've gone a long way. I've come a long way from being like that, from being like an explosive type of person. You know, even though I have a like very excitable personality, you know, I more contemplate things and I give in a lot, you know, especially if I see where, you know, I can see the other person's point of view, you know, I will give in, right? Okay. So I'm still working on things like that. And, you know, whatever little thing you're working on within yourself, you know, I pray that you elevate more, you overcome a lot of adversaries and everything. And if you need strength, if you need assistance, you know, look to these spiritual forces that we believe in. Look to the Orishas, look to the Loa, look to the Vudun, look to the, you know, to the Inkizi. Whatever forces that you have that your spirit gravitates to or is in your destiny, look to these forces to help you. Look to your own inner strength from your own being, you know? Okay? And I know in doing so, a lot of people study different things. It's good. Study different things. Study and see the correlation, what these other things have to do with what you're doing. And, you know, get advice from other people. Get to see that what you're doing, the advice, like people are giving you, people start giving you the same advice, the similar advice, you know that you're on the right path. But if people start saying, oh no, you know, then, you know, that's when you become confused and you need to really go into yourself and see where you are with that. What's really going on, okay? All right. I really appreciate you all being on. Greetings, Angel. Greetings. And, you know, I hope this is going to be recorded. But anyway, I really appreciate what you guys, you know, been doing because I see a lot of spiritual people on here. I see mostly everybody that's on here. I know that you are doing your due. You're expressing you. You're understanding yourself. You're learning yourself. And you're working with the Orishas or letting the Orishas work with you in helping you do that. And that's a very, very good thing. Okay? So next week, I don't know what I'm going to be talking about, people, but I'm going to be trying to keep it up. I'm also soliciting, you know, I really like to invite you, Telly Marie. Telly Marie, I want to get you on my show. I really want to get you on my show. Yes, I do. You know, to see and get some of the perspectives you're bringing out there, okay? I really want to get you on my show. So I'm going to give you a shout-out on Messenger or Facebook, one of them. And, you know, we can talk about it. You let me know when you want to come on and what you're going to be saying, all right? And what we're going to be talking about. And, you know, I want to invite other people because I'm going to tell you something. We got so much drama in our tradition. And the reason why we have so much drama is because a lot of us in, you know, we're working on different levels of getting from point A to point Z of understanding ourselves better and understanding the Orisha. And then everybody thinks that what they're doing is what they're supposed to be doing when really and truly if they go to Ifa, they'll find out that no, maybe no, I'm not supposed to be doing that. Okay? And believe it or not, when I got initiated to the Orishas, before I even got initiated to Ifa and all of this stuff, you know, they said, oh, you want a business? Go into anything where you're giving information to people. What about your own radio show? That's what they told me long before I even first thought of doing Black Talk Radio. You know, I mean, this is a very good venue. You know, at one point, they were like, the prices had skyrocketed on me. You're like, oh, okay, buddy. I can't afford you, you know. But anyway, I don't normally get a contribution. But anybody willing to contribute even $5 to the show, I'll graciously accept it. The payment per month now is very reasonable. That's why I came back on. But when I went off, they were like at $100 a month. Okay? That's some groceries, right? So they were at $100 a month. But I guess because of the pandemic and everything, they went down to $35 a month. When I saw it, I was like, oh, okay. So what I had to do last time in order to save my content, because I came off, I had to download all my shows. I only leave a certain amount on and still be able to have the program, but only for like 15 to 30 minutes a day. That was before at $100. Imagine. I had to take off all my content. So I had a bunch of shows that I downloaded, and now I'm wondering if I should just upload them again because people are going looking for these programs, you know, just to, you know, re-listen or whatever, and they are not finding them. So I downloaded all, you know, I need help doing that. I just putting them back up, just putting the shows back up, you know, on Blog Talk so people can, you know, be able to find them. I did have some of them uploaded on Spreaker.com, and I have some of them uploaded on my page on Facebook entitled True Talks with Ofeo Faith 2. So, you know, you can find the shows there. If you don't find it one place, you can find it another place. But I'll try and get these shows back up. I didn't realize that over the time that I had Blog Talk, I had over 17,000 listens. Okay, 17,000 times people listen to my show. And I'm so happy. I'm really proud of you guys for listening, you know. So and that's a wonderful thing. And, I, you know, these shows goes out all over the world. Different people listen to them, you know. And the only thing I'm disappointed in terms of the show, when I do free spiritual readings, let me tell you, not one of my people get in on it. Then they come get a reading and they pay the regular fee, which, okay, that's okay. That's not, not. But when I do free spiritual reading, everybody that's on there is nowhere near African spirituality. Let me just say that. None of the callers None of them. Okay? And, you know, of course, they're asking personal things about themselves and their jobs and this and that. And, you know, some of them call back and say, hey, you are spot on. And most of them, while I'm talking, they let me know if I'm on or not. And most times I'm spot on. Okay? Give thanks to the forces that be. All right. All right. Boy, I'm getting a whole bunch of friendships. Anyway, give thanks. Thank you all for listening. Right? To True Talks with Ofeo Faye on live and on Block Talk Radio. Thank you so much. Do have a great night. Love you all. Ashe. All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let me see. Finish this right here. Thank you. Hey, cuz. All righty, nighty. Good night.